USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We will ship millions of doses of vaccine within 24 hours of FDA approval. So my message is hope and help are on the way.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, pharmaceutical company Pfizer, and its German partner are asking the FDA to approve its vaccine for emergency authorization Friday. Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump says he won the presidential election.
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way, but, you know, we'll find that out. Almost 74 million votes.
The president continues.
We had Big Pharma against us. We had the media against us. We had Big Tech against us. We had a lot of dishonesty against us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
New York City public schools will remain temporarily closed starting on Friday as a number of coronavirus cases increase. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the city has reached the 7-day average threshold to switch to all remote learning. CDC Director Robert Redfield says the science disagrees.
Today, there's extensive data to confirm that K through 12 schools can operate with face-to-face learning, and they can do it safely, and they can do it responsibly. The truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school.
Vice President Mike Pence is rallying for Republican senators in Georgia on Friday. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races.
You know, the president wanted me to be here today because we need Georgia to send these two great senators back to a Republican majority.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Secretary of the Army and President Trump said the annual Wreaths Across America event at Arlington National Cemetery will go on as scheduled next month, following backlash after the cemetery's leadership canceled the 2020 ceremony over the coronavirus pandemic. Senator and veteran Tom Cotton of Arkansas talks about just how important Wreaths Across America is.
Well, Wreaths Across America is a great tradition. It started out with the company just providing excess wreaths to put on grave sites, and now they provide wreaths for every single grave in Arlington. Of course, we all are concerned about the coronavirus pandemic, and we want to be safe and responsible. I know there's a way to do that in Arlington. I'm glad that the Army leadership reconsidered. I've spoken to the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of Staff of the Army to ask them to do just that, and as an old platoon sergeant of mine used to say, it's only a mistake if you don't fix it in time. And I'm glad the Army fixed it, and I'm glad that families can participate in Wreaths Across America and that we can honor our fallen heroes in Arlington this
That's
Christmas.
Great. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, this popular tradition will be going virtual.
Punxsutawney Phil will have a much smaller audience in person when he makes his 2021 Groundhog Day prediction. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club announced that there won't be any in-person attendees for next year's festivities at Gobbler's Knob, but that Phil's winter prediction will be broadcast live and streamed online. More than 20,000 people descended on the small Pennsylvania town this past February. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.